Softballing with Us. I am your host, Janae Lazenby, and we are here to recap last weekend's tournament against Memphis, UNC, and Troy. It was the East and Crimson Classic hosted here at yours truly, Rhodes Stadium at the University of Alabama. The Tide kicked things off on Friday. They put it right back into gear, you know. We are undefeated so far this season. Hope to remain that way. We started off 10-0, leading into that tournament. So the Tide opened things up, winning the first game 8-3 and the second game 5-1. In the first game, we had Maddie Morgan scoring off a wild pitch. We had Kaylee Towle with an RBI double scoring in Alexis Mack. We had Lexi Kitfall, our pitcher, lifted with a sacrifice fly to score in Kaylee Towle. And then we also had a two-run home run that got Memphis on the board. But that doesn't really matter. So let's get back to more important things with Bama. Bailey Dowling, she smacked a two-run double that scored in Mack and Kayla Davis to make it 6-2 with one out. This is interesting. And then Maddie Morgan dropped a single to first base to make the game 8-2. So the Tide is just doing their things. The Memphis scored off a wild pitch, which isn't anything to worry about because the Tide still came up the game. In the second game, Alabama won 5-1 against Memphis. Bailey Hillfill, she drove in Alyssa Brown off a sacrifice fly, and she had another RBI later on in the game to score in Cat Grill to make it 2-0. Then Kaylee Towle had a blast, two-out, three-run home run to make it 5-0 with two outs. And then Memphis got on the board late in the bottom at the top of the seventh to make it 5-1. So let's look more into details with that. Bailey Hemphill, I know she is pushing up her RBI record. She now has 191 in her career. She's tying with Kelly Crinchman. She played here from 1998 to 2001. At fourth in all-time in the Crimson Tide record books. Kaylee Towle has still been the offensive spark for the Tide. She has been stirring the pot, mixing it up, you know. Then on Saturday, we played UNC. So let's recap those games against UNC. The Tide has been doing the thing. I give them their props. So in the first game, we had a no-hitter, Lexi, pitching. We won the game 2-0. Montana Fouse followed by a two-hit shutout and a 12 strikeouts to win the game 4-0. So the Tide has been doing the thing, allowing no runs at all. I've done that a lot of games this season, so I give them their props for that. Let's see which games. So far, they shut out Alabama State the first game of the season. No runs and a run rule. Notre Dame in the second game, 10-0. Louisville, both in their doubleheaders on Sunday, 5-0 and 4-0. Came back and did it again against UNC, University of North Carolina, winning 2-0 and 4-0 in the Crimson Classic. And then they did it again on Sunday, February 28th, last week, against Troy, winning 2-0 in that game also. So the Tide, their shutouts are their thing, it seems like. They don't like giving the other team no chance to score. So then on Wednesday, in our second SEC play of the season against Mississippi State, the Tide did the same thing again, 4-0, with Montana Fowles setting a career record with 16 strikeouts. That's her career record. She struck out 16 of the 25 batters that she faced, which is an excellent record for that. Coach Patrick Murphy had some good things to say about that. He said, it was a fun midweek game against a quality opponent. Obviously, the star of the show was Montana Fowles. That probably was one of her best performances of her career. Mississippi State is a real tough lineup. So you see, Coach Murphy's out there giving the props. So get out there and support your Tide. And look at that pitching. They definitely have a pitching lineup that is a scary one with Crystal, Sierra, Montana, and Lexi. And plus our freshman pitcher that we just brought in. So The Tide is definitely not one to mess with when it comes to pitching. Yes. Jalea Torrance is her name, the freshman that we brought in, pitcher. So all of our pitchers have been pretty good. And we have Alex, another pitcher that we brought in that's a freshman. So, like I said, it's a scary lineup for just pitching-wise. And that's not even counting our offense, everything. So let's take a break, and we'll be back to talk about this weekend's tournaments. Thank you.
Hi, this is Eli Gold, the voice of the Crimson Tide, and I love 90.7 The Capstone.
And we're back from our break. Let's get into this weekend's tournament. The Tide is hosting the Easton T-Town Showdown here in Rose Stadiums. Tonight, on Friday, they take on Kent State at 4 p.m., March 5th, which is tonight. Then, also, they go against Kent State again in the doubleheader at 6 p.m. to kick off that game. Then, on Saturday, March 6th, they kick off things in their doubleheader against UNI at 11 a.m. Then, the next game is at 1 p.m. for their doubleheader. And on Sunday, the Tide ends things against South Alabama on March 7th at 4 p.m. in Rhodes Stadium. So get out there and support your Tide. Be safe, social distance, wear your mask, have your Germex, wash your hands and whatnot. Gotta be safe out here, as hopefully this pandemic is coming to an end. And I'm your host, Janae Lazenby, and I thank you so much for tuning in. Please continue to support the podcast. You can find us on all social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. All the links are on there. And you can also find us on the WVUAFM website also to find the links. So thank you guys for tuning in. I'll be back next week to talk more softball.